This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and Marco Rubio, maybe you should shut the hell up and sit down before you get people killed. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. Of course, the Republicans, and well, the politicians in general, because Democrats will be doing the same thing without a doubt, are taking to Twitter because that's what people do in 2019 and 2020, these days, is they go to Twitter and they post.
I don't monitor Twitter. Johnson, are you a Twitter guy?
Occasionally.
I don't get it.
I don't monitor.
This is coming from the Facebook guy. But as far as Twitter, I just never got into it. I don't understand it.
It's very specific. It's a real-time conversational platform, so it's really valid only if you can find a conversation to be involved with, a public conversation. That's its real use. It's not a broadcast platform like Facebook. Facebook is much more of a personalized, you're there, you're trying to broadcast to your group of friends, right?
Twitter is not a broadcast messaging system. Like, this is how I feel, done, period. And everyone's like, oh my God, Trump feels that way.
Kind of, and I think certain people use it that way, and because of their fame are able to get away with that. But if you try to build a network on Twitter in that fashion, you're going to get nowhere. It is, at the ground level, for people just getting started, it is a platform to be able to get involved with and get involved in conversations with.
That's true on Facebook as well. If you start a Facebook page or whatever and you don't interact with people who are liking and commenting on your page isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. For sure. But I think that for Facebook also is, you know, people try to use it as a broadcast platform, and Facebook does a very good job at not letting people know that most everyone is actually ignoring them.
Yeah.
Like, you're broadcasting and you think, oh, I've got 1,000 friends that are viewing all. No. People are just ignoring you or even seeing your post because the algorithm has completely eradicated it from, you know, the ether.
And Twitter is not the same?
Twitter is better about suggesting things that to random people, I guess, would be the best way to characterize
as long as they're following you.
No.
Or they're monitoring their
general stream. It's more like a chat, right? Like, Twitter is more like a chat than a broadcast platform. It's just a public chat.
Mm.
It's a very weird
We are watching a war start, by the way. Just a reminder.
Oh yeah.
Is it
on Twitter?
Has this not happened before? I mean, this is old news. This is what they've been trying to get started for many years. It might actually kick off. It might not. This might not actually be happening.
I tend to think it's probably happening.
That Iran is actually dropping ballistic missiles on...
Launching, not dropping.
Launching. They eventually drop. But yes, they're being shot. Launched.
Yes. Well, the Iran state media said that they did, and the United States said that they did. Usually when two people hate each other and they agree on an event, I tend to believe that event probably occurred.
And ISIS is claiming every school shooting in the country every time something silly happens.
Yes, but the U.S. government doesn't then go out and say, oh, yeah, by the way, this was definitely ISIS.
Hmm.
So anyway, Marco Rubio is doing what politicians do, saying that, you know, Iran is calling for Americans to turn on each other. The time will come to debate U.S. policy, right? It's not now, no. Tonight, American and allied troops have come under direct attack by a nation state, and Americans must come together and support and protect them and respond appropriately.
Yes, Americans, show me where Iran hurt you. Point to the doll. Show me where Iran hurt you. You don't even, you couldn't point to the damn country on a map if I showed it in front of you. You wouldn't, you don't even know where Iran is.
I mean, I think a lot of people who are unfortunately involved in the military and over in that area have probably had friends or family killed by, you know, Iranian troops, many of them led by General Soleimani. But
Americans?
The Americans, yes, absolutely. Lots and lots of Americans have died in Iran and in that area by Iranian troops. Yes, absolutely. But we shouldn't be there in the first place. And we shouldn't have been over in the Middle East since the 60s in these military adventuristic projects, you know, to basically steal their oil. You know, it's been going on for decades and decades and decades beyond my lifespan.
Including shooting their airliners down.
Yeah, lots and lots of different things. And so, you know, but there are definitely Americans who could say that they've been hurt, you know, because this conflict has been going on for a ludicrously long time.
Yes, but the Americans would be claiming to have been hurt by the American government.
No, they would be claiming that they were hurt by the Iranians.
Well, yeah, but they would be incorrect in doing so.
If they were woke, if they were ex-military like myself, who saw the big picture, got out, and now I know what was really happening, was really going on. But no, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of military folk who are never going to get woke. They're always going to believe that they were in the right.
Well, it turns out these were rockets. There's video.
Okay, so this happened.
Unless we're talking about Viet vets that... I don't think any Vietnam vet could sit down, look you in the eye and say, yeah, what we were doing was good. We were saving humanity. We were doing a good thing over there. And all they were doing was setting things on fire. Pouring orange over everything.
Well, isn't that necessarily true of the war in Iraq and Syria as well, and Yemen?
Except the military-industrial complex has learned from its mistake, and now it's got teenagers in Arizona in bunkers just drone-flying missiles from halfway across the globe, and as soon as they get tired, they just get replaced.
I mean, I think the real thing is we really need to start raising the age at which anyone can join the military. That's my thought on it.
I would rather just not have a military.
Well, I would rather go that route, too. But I think they've started making it so reasonable to say that you can't join the military until you're 21, that why not go with that, right?
Like, I mean, if they're going to raise the smoking age to 21, for sure.
Smoking age, drinking age. We should raise the voting age and the age to serve in the military. If you can't make decisions, can't make decisions.
I think the voting age should be eliminated entirely. That you should be able to vote at whatever age.
Three-year-olds voting?
Yes.
Explain yourself.
I mean, they already have dead people voting,
right?
Well,
let me explain myself. Johnson, chill. That is age discrimination. That's all it is. You don't stop people voting because they get too old.
I think there has to be rules on competence, intelligence and competence. I think there should be a test.
There used to be. It was called property.
I think it should. You know what? Screw it all. I'm going back to the founders. I think it should all be about property ownership.
Well, that was deemed racist for some reason. Apparently no one of any other race other than white can own property.
Not anymore. Now anybody, and women can own, blacks can own, anyone can own property. So now times have changed. Let's take it back to a test.
Yeah,
and
statistically,
property ownership.
Statistically, it's not even, and more whites own property, therefore you're racist.
And considering how many people rent.
Remember, it's not equality
you
of
know
opportunity,
how many,
it's equality of outcomes. Everyone must be the same
know
at all times
everywhere. How many people I can get off the voting rolls if we go back to property ownership voting rights only?
Well, most people.
Three quarters of this town of Keene would not be able to vote any longer. It'd be like 100 people. I'm all for it. Let's do it.
I wonder ideologically how the breakdown would happen. Like, how much would it swing in one ideological direction or another? Would it become like much more ideologically libertarian, Republican, liberal? Like, who owns the most property?
Look what happened in the 40s.
I don't know
what happened in the 40s.
You had your fascists and you had your commies, and they did go.
They were the property owners.
Well, no, I'm talking about ideology.
Yeah, because, okay.
They both split up, and then they both were warring with one another.
Yeah, that's
so
not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about currently who owns property. Ideologically, who are the property owners?
I'm
going to
say
conservatives?
Probably conservatives.
Well, I would guess that, but I don't know.
A lot of them don't live in this town. A lot of them live in Massachusetts, so I guess you'd have a lot of properties that would get scooped up real quick because their property owners wouldn't be able to defend them any longer.
I feel like I've had many a liberal landlord, but I don't know. You know, like... my last landlord was a military drill instructor for the Marines.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
Today, a lot of people are taking control of their health. They want to avoid the pain of getting sick, the lost time at work, and costly medical bills. Well, good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great. However, eating right all the time can be a challenge. Travel and work schedules can get in the way, or you may be like me, and you just don't care enough to actually cook. Well, Balance of Nature has the solution. With just 3 of their fruit capsules and 3 of their veggie capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. After taking Balance of Nature, people report that their skin looks better, the bags under their eyes go away, they feel an increase in energy, body pain is reduced or may go away entirely. Go online and become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. After your 3rd month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies, but this is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code FTL. One more time, that's balanceofnature.com, discount code FTL. Now, Johnson, during the break, found something super interesting, and we have to get into it. But first, we got to go to the phones. We got Robert calling from Vermont. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
So, in light of what's happened with this assassination, guys got any thoughts at all what maybe some of the other world leaders may be thinking about right now?
What are you referring to?
Well,
you got Kim Jong-un, and then you got Venezuela's, what's his name? And that's about it as far as guys that Trump has beef with.
Right. But, I mean, after what has happened where they have taken out this Iranian general, you don't think that they're not thinking about...
It's about 10:30 in the morning in China. They might be starting to think about lunch. I mean, I don't know.
No?
Robert, are you there?
I don't see the United States attacking like Kim Jong-un as being very likely because they're too clearly backed by China, if that's what you're saying. If we're thinking the United States government is now going to target and assassinate other state officials, I don't see it as overwhelmingly likely. I mean, they have been telegraphing the war with Iran for a very long time.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know.
They've also been doing it with North Korea, to be fair.
Yeah, I think a lot of these, especially the leaders in the Middle East, Syria, and I think this has always been in the back of their mind that it could be taken out at a moment's notice. And yeah, this is probably just, I mean, look at the history. This happens about every damn year. I think they're ready for it. Maybe not Kim Jong. I mean, I think that, like Aria said, it is they've got China right there,
exactly.
and we're not going to go over there and step all over China's toes because that wouldn't look good. Amazon would suffer for it.
I'm just saying that it's just as easy, just like that, just to take out leader like that. It's pretty shocking, really.
Yeah, and you said assassination. I'm going to lean more heavily on murder.
Yeah, that too. I've never believed anything that this president has said since he's been in office. He's, killed.
Yep. Rob, thank you for the call. Hopefully this doesn't lead to attacks on other state officials, but one never knows with the American government what they're going to do next. Let's keep going. We've got James calling from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us, James? It looks like he gave up.
Did you, for real?
Or he passed out.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't mind talking to him.
He passed out behind the wheel?
might not hear from him again.
You think he's wrapped around a stop sign somewhere in the desert?
Well, it does look like he passed out, or he just gave up and put the phone down. So that's unfortunate. Moving right along, though, we've got Dillman calling from Discord. Dillman, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, I wanted to add to Johnson's kind of conspiracy theory that's developing. December 26th, the UN opened a new job
called the Disarmament, Demobilization, and Reintegration Officer that are being stationed in New York City.
So they're being stationed in South Africa, actually, but...
And what is the what is the purpose of this new position? What do they specialize in?
One of the things they said they specialize in is planning the civilian and military logistics support and working on reintegrating and disarming the civilian population of where they're being stationed with the help of the local government.
Oh, that's a globe. There's a global talking point for you right there. You don't want the riffraff rising up and rocking the boat and messing up your new utopia, your new system, your new global system. Got to take your guns from them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if this is in response to what's happening in Virginia, you know, fear of what might happen next year in 2020, or if they just happened to do this right before this whole Iran thing started happening, but...
Has anything happened in Virginia? I know there's been a lot of talking.
I think they're still voting on things. They haven't... This is... hasn't come to fruition yet.
Okay.
But yeah, the question is, if half of the laws that they want to pass do, in fact, pass, what is going to take place? And a lot of people think they're going to be sending up the National Guard that day, or the next day anyways, and start collecting up guns, which they're not gonna. It's just gonna...
They might.
No.
I don't see it as being successful, no, I don't expect any sort of benevolence or wise choices from the state.
No, they're going to wait for you to register your car, and then they're going to grab you. They're going to wait for you to get a speeding ticket, and then they're going to grab you. They're not going to go out and find everyone right off the bat. They're going to take you out one at a time.
Okay,
we know you've got a gun because we got this register here that says that you bought a gun 5 years ago. And we're not going to let you register your car. Oh, you cannot have a driver's license if you don't want. You can have an unregistered car if you want. We'll get you for something else.
Yeah. So it's they'll get you for having an unregistered car then.
Correct.
So, yeah.
Correct. They'll make your life miserable. This is how they do. This is how the feds do.
You have a good point. That is far more likely to be what they would do. Dillman, thank you for the call. Interesting. I hope things don't progress that far.
I'll tell you what. They're not talking about Virginia anymore, are they? This whole week has been about Iran, so they sure have changed the crosshairs from one target, which I believe is the more important target.
The American people?
The American government.
Okay.
The U.S. government, excuse me, and not Iran. Iran is not our problem. Good God Almighty. I can't just... Oh, I'm so glad I'm not in the military anymore. I really...
I'm just happy not to be a statist.
I got out in the right time, too.
Because, I mean, I don't have that old mentality anymore, but I know that once upon a time I would have seen this attack and I'd be like, oh no, America has to burn Iran to the ground. We can't allow this.
How dare they say death to America?
Yeah. And now I'm
What's
like,
that all about?
Yeah. So I'm thankful not to still entertain that horrific mentality.
I'm glad you aren't either.
450-3733. Again, that's 855-453, as in Free Talk Live.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I started taking them about 7.5 years ago. It was right after I lost my husband. My husband passed away. I was grieving so bad I wasn't eating at all. I mean, I just didn't care. And so I heard the advertisements on the radio, and I thought, well, my family's upset about me. I got to get myself straight, and I started taking them. So I always say they kind of saved my life, you know. They gave me back my life. I would say that.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
According to state TV in Iran, the Revolutionary Guard fired missiles at air bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq in revenge of the U.S. drone strike that killed the Guard's top general. The Pentagon says more than a dozen ballistic missiles were fired at the bases in Iraq. So far, no casualties have been reported. The president has promised a response to any Iranian retaliation. He insists the killing of Qasem Soleimani saved a lot of lives.
He was a monster, and he's no longer a monster. He's dead.
The president said the Quds leader was planning a very big and very bad attack, but his administration hasn't revealed how that conclusion was made. Asked if he was to follow through with his threat to attack Iranian cultural sites, the president seemed to acknowledge it would be a war crime.
And you know what? If that's what the law is, I like to obey the law.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And ForkFest is coming up. Join liberty-minded, voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June the 29th until July the 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost, although individual events and things that people happen to throw on might have tickets. Speaking of, we actually, Ladies Night Out has confirmed that the Lawless Libertines are going to be performing for Ladies Night Out there. They're this sort of a vaudeville sort of group. They're really cool. And we're probably going to rent out the pavilion and sell tickets to that on July the 3rd. So keep an eye out for that. It's going to be awesome. So, but where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you would like others to have. But if you're planning an event, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those, of course, are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Again, forkfest.party.
My question is it celebration of the fact that it's just the fork from ForkFest, or is it a celebration in celebration of forking in general?
Why not both?
Why not both?
Well, there you go.
Little Mexican
well,
girl.
If it's in general, then it's, you know, it's definitely a
if I remember correctly,
forking celebration.
The first Fork Fest, I knew by just numerous names. I don't think anybody there actually referred to it as Fork Fest. It was Shire Fest and, what's the other one? Somalia Fest.
Right. Yeah.
And, yeah.
But Somalia Fest predates Fork Fest, right? For about a year or two?
No, Somalia Fest was Fork Fest.
Yeah. Supposedly they're somewhat kind of the same thing.
It was
an evolution.
It was just called a different thing.
Not a revolution.
Yeah, it is. It's all very
why not both?
Why not both?
Well, let's go into the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is kind of a vaudevillian group too, isn't it?
How so?
Oh, you haven't noticed?
Oh. No.
Never mind. Hey, you know they're not yelling. They're not yelling, chanting "Death to America." They're chanting "Debt to America."
Yeah.
Debt to America.
And
fire
they're
another
winning.
$1 million. Yeah.
And they're winning.
And, yeah, and they're winning.
Saddam Hussein won too. He got all his list marked. All the options, all the characters, bullets off of his list of things to put us through.
I don't know as far as losing, Saddam Hussein is winning, considering he is literally dead.
Yeah.
That's a weird way of winning.
You can win after death.
Okay.
Let's rephrase. His legacy is winning.
Yeah.
He wanted us to lose our freedoms, and we're full steam down that hill at full speed, right off the cliff even, just like lemmings.
By the way, I think I'd agree with you in saying that I think that Free Talk Live can be comically theatrical enough, but I'm going to have to disagree in the fact that I don't think that Free Talk Live is nearly, there's not nearly enough song and dance to be nearly called vaudevillian.
So a vaudevillian.
That's only on Freer Talk Live.
Is there song and dance? Yeah.
I'm taking it you have it up. A vaudevillian is an actor, a singing actor?
No, it's just a type of, like, theatrical. It's like a comically musical, you know, like Bob Hope.
So we have our bumpers, but we're not actually singing or anything, and we have made some jokes this evening. So,
well, what about all them gay Jewish Nazis? That makes it vaudevillian, doesn't it?
Is this like springtime for Hitler in Germany?
It exists only in your head. I mean, your head may be a vaudevillian act.
Mine and Mel Brooks and who's the other guy? Help me out. Who's the other? Mel Brooks and...
I don't know. It could be any one of like 7 billion different names
that
you're looking
for.
No, not 7 billion. There are some very particular dudes that are... Who created the movie in which Springtime for Hitler occurred? Which movie is that again? I forget.
I don't remember.
So it started as a Broadway play, and then it turned into a movie. The producers.
So how is the trans, lesbian, Nazi, gay Jew treating you these days, David?
Horribly. They added yet another charge.
Did they?
So now I got... Yeah, they did. Now they're calling...
Did you add another charge?
What they're calling when I texted Facebook, it's all the same thing, whether it's a text or a Facebook message or an email, the message is all the same. But when I sent a communication that said, shout out to my children, to the Singing Wire program, apparently somebody is considering that to be harassment. And it's not the engines themselves. It's their white masters at the KUNM radio station at the University of New Mexico. That's what's obviously is going on.
Did you say engines? As in Native Americans?
Yep.
Okay.
So they are
now Native American, trans, gay, Nazi Jews?
No. The engines aren't part of the engine. The engines are being used by the white man in this instance. Well, in every instance, virtually.
I don't know. How did Native Americans enter this story, David?
Because the charges
this is the first
are
time,
resulting...
All the times you've called, this is the first time I've heard you ever mention Native Americans.
Well, diversity, inclusivity. We got to get everyone in involved.
Let me answer the question.
Is being a straight cis white man starting to get you down, David? Are you trying to come out to us?
It's terrible. Yeah, I'm trying to come out. It's just horrible being what what is it? Let's see, white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, straight, cisgender, male. Did I miss any? It's horrible being that. I just can't stand it. But let me answer your question. The way the engines got into it is that the gay Nazis that run the University of New Mexico radio station, KUNM, they're white, okay? They're white. And they're also all of the minority groups wrapped into one, everything except for old white men. That's what they're not. And they don't want my viewpoint broadcast on their call-in program. And I suppose you don't either, but since you're Free Talk Live, you don't have much choice, or you have less choice. But they don't want my voice, and so they come up with cockamamie reasons to put me on a banned list. But what they did is
How did Native Americans get involved in this story?
I'm telling you, the Singing Wire program, it's an Indian music talk church-like program on the same radio station, KUNM, and the gay Jewish Nazis that run the radio station are claiming that when I send in a shout out to my children, which is what they do on the Indians program, Singing Wire. It's one of the things. And when I send a communication for a song request dedication to my kids, they are saying that is harassment.
Okay. Didn't they ask you to stop contacting them?
Are you calling them they Jewish don't, Nazis?
No.
When you call in.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure you said
they have told you not to contact. They sent a cop out to your house, a trans cop out to your house to tell you to stop contacting.
And what kind of Indians are we talking about? Native Americans? Or are we talking about Indians from India?
We're talking about Native Americans.
They have a singing radio station?
Well, they have a show on radio station that David is obsessed with.
So why are you calling this? What do you have to do with this station? Why would you call in to have your kid's birthday reported on a station that I don't think you listen to?
David, I'll answer that for you because he's a lunatic. He is obsessed with this radio station. I don't know why, but he stalks its operators and its show hosts on Facebook. He evidently cannot restrain himself despite what appears to be a restraining order telling him not to contact the station anymore, and he's still doing it.
David, I hope you go enjoy Jojo Rabbit in theaters now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right.
Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And if you're quick, you can still get in on the air with us. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And I want to say thank you to Troy. He's a silver amplifier, which means he donates $5 a month to the AMP program. Now, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's money that is used strictly to do exactly that, to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like what we're doing, you might consider visiting amp.freetalklive.com and contributing. It comes with a number of cool features like the AMP-only Discord room, the AMP-only Facebook group, and even an AMP-only call-in line that you can find at discord.freetalklive.com. So, Troy, thank you very much, and thank you to all of the amplifiers. We appreciate it, man. Thank you. So, moving right along here, we've got Ralph calling from Maine. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, sorry I couldn't listen to you all night long. I had children's duties to tend to, but did you hear about the attack on the on a military base in Iraq where Americans are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been talking about it for about the last hour.
Yeah, well, you know, what's going on, like Pence, first of all, he lied about saying there was huge protests of Iranians supporting the killing of General Soleimani. There was like 20 or 30 or so. I watched the videos of it, and this is just, he just lies continuously. And really, the ones that are doing this, you know, we talk about Trump giving the orders of, you know, killing the general. You know, Adelson, his top supporter, Netanyahu, who he did, Trump did commercials for to get him elected in Israel, and Netanyahu did commercials for Trump to get him elected here. Jared Kushner and his wife Jael Kushner, they're all Shabbat members. This cult is just controlling this whole thing. They're the ones that want Iran destroyed, and they want to bring on the end times. You know, and the last thing,
they're all what members?
Shabbat members. It's a cult. They're not even Jewish. Many Orthodox Jewish people say it's just a cult of money laundering and financial fraud. They control all around Trump is Shabbat members, and Jael Kushner, Jared's wife, she took that name. It's kind of weird. She took the name of a woman who drove a tent stake through the temple of a visiting Cainite who she welcomed into her home. I mean, these guys are delusional psychopaths who are intent on mass murdering all of us. We're just cannon fodder for them. Why don't people wake up and see what's going on? We're being played hard. And this country is being destroyed from within. It's time we took the reins back from these psychopaths before we're all dead.
Yeah, well, I don't think the whole cult thing, whether it exists or not, really plays into it. I mean, they're sadists.
Are
they're,
you they're kidding psychopaths. Me?
I like the idea.
Cult, go research it.
Banker cult?
I don't have any interest in researching it because I think it's irrelevant. Power attracts power.
You think? Of course. Don't look at the facts. Don't look at the facts, man. Your opinion counts, right? Because you've got the microphone.
Kind of, yeah. But the facts are irrelevant because that's what the state has always done. Long before this cult existed, that's what the state did.
Yeah, I don't care if you're a part of the
cult. This is the cult that's controlling it now, that's making these moves.
Right, but
now.
The cult isn't the problem. The state
well,
is.
Well, it's not.
No,
well,
the state
then
is the problem.
Say the individual's in the cult. Jared Kushner wants it. Netanyahu wants it. Adelson wants it. Look at what they say about it. Yeah, tear Iran apart. Murder them all.
Yeah, I mean, that's a statist type of thing to say.
I mean, why wouldn't you look at this? This is the reality right now.
I don't care what their religious beliefs are. I mean, they are statists. They have made a career out of aggressing against people. It's no surprise to me whatsoever. They're not Satanists. I'm a Satanist.
Oh,
and they are counter to everything.
You're a Satanist. Yeah, right.
Don't listen to the person literally sitting here saying, I'm a Satanist. Listen to the people you're just accusing of being Satanists.
You're a young kid. What do you know about this stuff? You don't know anything about it.
You haven't been spending years studying the Dogma of Akhmadi.
Go talk to Vincent. Go talk to Vincent.
He'll
fill you in on what's going on.
No, thank you.
Wait, you and Vincent don't get along?
No, we get along great. He just leans more toward the conspiracy side of things than I care to.
I get called a conspiracy theorist. I don't know.
I mean, it's like asking me to go listen to Alex Jones to find out the truth about the lizard people or whatever. It's like, I mean, yeah, someone might believe that. And I'm not saying Vincent believes that it's Alex Jones.
Don't
or anything
listen
like
to
that.
Alex. He's controlled opposition. Bill Hicks is controlled opposition. Since day one. Oh, no, not since day one. Since Bill Hicks replaced him.
But on the subject of this cult, they're definitely not Satanists. As the Satanist in the room, I feel like I have the qualification to say.
But aren't there different levels? Aren't there different types? Like Luciferians versus Satanists versus...
There are different, I guess, denominations of Satanism.
You have your blood magic Satanists.
Yeah, but you have blood magic devil worshippers. Satanism disavows them. The official positions of the Satanic Church, as statists as they have become, still oppose things like widespread murder and global destruction.
What was Aleister Crowley?
A lunatic.
But he was a blood magic guy. Was he worshiping demons, or what was he into?
I would say that he was more of a devil worshiper than a Satanist, but I'm a Levian type of Satanist, not a Crowley type.
Well, I think the point you were trying to make is it doesn't really matter what cult they're a part of, what group they're a part of,
because
there's more than one. Because I think some people get confused in that it's just one cabal that rules everything. I think that they're competing groups, and what they're doing, they have an agenda, and they're using the power of government to meet that agenda.
Yeah.
And the problem is the state. We are the masses. All we have to do is step away, and they lose all their power.
Yeah. Or use cryptocurrency.
That helps. That is a path.
Defund them.
That is a path. That's a pathway to getting away from the banker cultists.
Yeah, there you go, dude. Buy some Bitcoin if these satanic people who aren't Satanists bother you so much. Get some Bitcoin. Bleed them dry.
I think it's not going to, it can't just be a couple. It can't be just him and you and the people in this room. It's going to have to be a lot of people are going to have to wake up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And anyway, let's end the show on a high note. You had your meme of the week.
Meme of the week is called The New Guy. It refers to a character in a comic strip made by artist Mallory Jessica Udiscus, a.k.a. Sweet Bean 99. You can't check her.
Already the worst person of the year.
You can't check her Twitter because it's been downplayed. Because I guess she didn't want to get any backlash from all of this. But in the comic, a purple-haired character laughs about a millionaire gamer bro douchebag who's most likely PewDiePie, who got robbed.
Like, actually robbed.
Actually robbed in real life. And the comic that she created is a purple-haired woke girl laughing about a billionaire getting robbed. And the new guy, a new coworker, walks in. Hey, how would you like to have been robbed? And she's like, oh, I think we're going to be great friends. Not, or something to that effect. And this is blown up in her face. And by the way, this art is Udiscus. Horrible, horrible art. If there's any argument that proves that the left can't meme, and the left cannot meme for two reasons.
They're not, the drawings aren't bad for a webcomic.
They're not funny.
Oh, they're definitely not funny.
And they can't actually make funny jokes because they're so damn PC.
By the way,
they're not allowed to make jokes.
Sweetbeans99.
Is it back up? Is it back up?
Tumblr.com.
Is it back up?
Well, that's her Tumblr website. That's where the webcomic is actually hosted.
The art is horrible.
I don't think the art's that bad.
Not the art, not the craftsmanship, the actual content.
Oh, yeah, the content is terrible.
The content's horrible.
The writing's abysmal.
So
she should be drawing for someone else who can actually create content. Because
it
isn't
so?
Her.
Because, yeah. I mean, she wins. She seems to have gone out of her way to draw this purple-haired girl as being obnoxious, unfriendly, nerdy, and not particularly likable.
I don't think it's intentional. I think that she's writing her own feelings on.
And it blew up in her face.
If you read the other comics, I wanted to see. I'm like, is that what was happening? Was this intentional? Because this character is like a good guy. And then I went and read some of the other comics. I'm like, no, it's not intentional. This is somebody writing down their own feelings.
This is not Pepe level. This is not woman screaming at cat level. But I do believe you're going to see a lot of the new guy meme coming up. For the good guy. The good at heart.
Know your meme.
This has been Free Talk Live. Head on over to freetalklive.com to listen to older episodes.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.